Get the other recording going here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2016. And yes, we are still here on this side of the RV, on this side of the GCR, on this side of whatever you're expecting to happen, we are still on this side of it. But not surprisingly, because I've kind of anticipated to still be on this side of it today, based on the lack of information that I did not receive on yesterday, pretty much led me to look for, we won't be on the other side on Wednesday either, at least not yet, but we're headed there. So that's the good news. We're headed there. Intel is, it's not a lot of new intel from Monday's call, and I'll call it update information and not new intel, because it's just an extension from some things that happened on Monday, or that we pretty much said were going to happen. So it would just be an update. Let's see, what's interesting from over across the pond? Well, I think all of you have heard about the interest rate that the bank is offering to its depositors over there, 18%. How exciting is that? And what does that mean to us on this side? Well, that remains to be seen. But that's definitely a conversation that's being had everywhere, this 18% interest for their banking. Now, we have learned that cards have been received in Baghdad. You know, we were looking for all of this to happen by the 31st, as were they. And here it is, February 3rd, and I'm getting some good confirmation last night, this morning. So I guess somewhere around the 1st or 2nd, they started filtering out to the citizens over there in the Baghdad area, the area that we were most particularly interested in, but not on the new rate. So there's still some contention over there, some protesting, unhappy citizens. It's slow progress. That's what I'll call it. Very slow, according to them. But they do have cards on the old rate. Now, some people did get some back pay that was promised to them. So it's, I call it a trickling effect, if you will. So that's the best information right now that we have coming from over there, regarding the cards and the activation, the rates. And rate-wise, from the reports that we had received from folks over there, as well as what the budget is pretty much based on, that 341, I think, is going to hold and probably turn out to be the reality. And at least that's what some of them have shared over there on the rates that they figure on the cards that they have received, those who have cards with the new rates on them, people who exchanged, and some did exchanges there before they came stateside. And that was 341, if I remember correctly. So somewhere in that 340-ish range, I think we can pretty much plan for that. At least over there, and I would imagine the same thing over here. Time will tell. Let's see, what else do we have information-wise? Not a whole lot today, guys. As far as the updates, we're still in the window, items 1, 2, and 3. Let me hit those real quick. I guess the others just aren't going to bring them up. So, item 1 I will tell you about. We're just not there yet to really talk about it. But 2 and 3, we have not reached the date specific that I share with you from the memos that the exchangers had received over in Iraq, as well as some banks over here in the U.S. with an indication of revaluation, exchange of currencies, starting any time from now until X date. And we have not reached X date yet, so we're still in a good window of time frame. We're just poking along, if you will, with anything that could pop up. So we wait day by day to see what happens today. What happens today as we get closer to the date? Then there will be probably cause for concern, not alarm, but concern. Let's see, what else is here that I can share with you? There was some rumor yesterday in exchange activity taking place. We could not locate any of that looking through the system to see money that had been moved, whatever. We could not see any indication of it. But it's possible that some SKR activity could have taken place where there was no real movement of money, but movement of a promise, if you want to put it that way. So that may have taken place yesterday. We did have some banks that confirmed getting a message saying be prepared to do early exchanges on yesterday. And had one or two different bank sources that said, yeah, we have that memo or email or message or whatever to be alert, be prepared to possibly do some early exchanges on Tuesday. So we wait to see what happens for Wednesday today. Other than that, I'm going to go over to the Q&A. Oh, here's a little, tip. I'll call it a tip. Tip for today, keep an eye out on Dom. We just may find ourselves in a leveraging position with it. So keep your eyes open on it. Let me go to the Q&A from the members. Meet a few of those, and then we'll take one or two of you callers on the line. Now, for today's callers, I'm going to go to the first-time callers for today. This is only from the first-timers that want to have a chance to ask a question or say something. Okay, let me go over to the Q&A real quick. English White Knight. Oh, wait a minute. Well, I'll read that one. Hi, Ray. Thanks for being there for us. With the threat of negative interest rates for our deposits, what chance for us little whales of getting the high rates we were expecting? Let me repeat that. With the threat of negative interest rates for our deposits, I have no idea where you got that. Nothing's come to my attention to think that we would have negative interest rates. But as far as the high rates for exchanging, those are supposedly still out there for those who want to go after the contract rates, whether you're a little whale or a big whale. Let's see. Lisa Living Large One asks, have they stopped exchanging people or they're still exchanging people? I really don't know. I have, like I was saying a few minutes ago, we don't have anything indicating that exchanges took place yesterday, or at least not yet. I know people still have appointments, but are they exchanging? Well, hopefully those who have appointments, if it's not a private NDA type thing, they may disclose that they did it, maybe not details. So we await to see what happens from those who have appointments. And I have some my TNT family members who have appointments set for different days of the week, and they said they would keep me updated on their progress. We'll report the same to you. Okay. Paul Daniskos, hope I pronounced that right, his question, did Iraq cards go live yet? To the best of my knowledge, yes. Just not at the new rate. Okay, Beethoven asks, since the banks have been frustrated as many times as us, if not more, what proportion of the big picture do you feel they probably know? Wow, that's a tough one. I don't know how much they know. I know they get information that I don't get, and that causes them to move into action, pulling in security, having people work extra shifts over time, on lockdown. Didn't think of the word for a moment there. So they receive some information that causes them to do that. So, but I don't know how much of the big picture that they know any more than I do, but I know they do know more of the big picture. Pets Rule asks, do you know what percentage of common stock that China or a Chinese company owns of Wells Fargo Bank? No, I do not. Does China or their proxies also own Wells Fargo's mortgage company, wealth management, Abbott Downing, and other separate corporations that are under the Wells Fargo umbrella? I do not know the answer to that question, but you can get those answers. I don't think that it's secret information. Ownership shares of any company that's publicly traded, you can see who has the majority of shares and the majority ownership. Do you know what Wells Fargo will do in states such as Kentucky that does not have a Wells Fargo bank? No, I do not know the answer to that question. So if there's any Wells Fargo representatives listening, please get that information to me so I can get it to the member. Not so much about the ownership, but at least what you're going to do about the state of Kentucky. Are you positioning yourselves to offer service to the residents of Kentucky, or do they need to go elsewhere? They would like to know that. So Wells Fargo, get me up if you can, and give me that information. Jay Eagle, good afternoon. If you're doing Q&A, can it be one question? First timers. Okay, yeah, we already announced first timers. So let's see. Marty 100 asks, are we still in the mindset and capability that we will be able to keep a site going for future endeavors and investments? And thanks, Ray, for staying with us. I now feel confident that I will be able to build and carry on a legacy for my children. Marty, yes, in a manner of speaking. And you'll learn more about that later. Okay. S.L. Mitchum, if I pronounce that correctly, asks, is this really going to happen? Seems the finish line keeps getting moved and moved and moved. LOL. Are they stalling to cut us out or something? Okay, let me take these questions as I read them. Is this really going to happen? Yes, I do believe it really is going to happen. Are they stalling to cut us out or something? No, I don't believe we are a part of that situation. We're just the bystanders. Is it time for we the people to do something? No. Are you hearing they are cutting us out? No. Delays, delays, and yet more delays. This, I guess you're saying this is wearing me out. Mama needs some new shoes. Okay. Anyway, you know, while the delays, let me talk about that for just a second, because one thing I did forget to mention. This thing from our reports has been scheduled a couple of times, but it just did not take place. So I won't say that they attempted it and it got stuck or some technical issue. I'm just saying it was scheduled to go ahead and go through, but was not initiated on those scheduled times. So we'll see what happens through the course of this week. And so as we try to learn if there's any scheduled times to keep an eye out on, and as we learn those, we'll try to make you aware of it. Generally, we learn about those after the fact. And so I suspect if there's some scheduled times, we'll probably learn about those after the fact also. But I will try. Okay. Keith N. Question. Ray Wren, I need clarification. I have noticed that several sites that are selling the ZIM $100 trillion uncirculated notes are stating that the ZIM is a collector's item only and not to be misconstrued as legal tender. Many of us members need clarification as to which is it. Will we be able to exchange, or are they worthless? Well, we are getting the currency, which to my knowledge is not legal tender for the country right now. They're using some other currency for goods and services. So it can be sold as a collector's item for people who want to just collect it on the off chance that they may reinstate the currency and bring it back. That's what most of us are banking on, planning on, and have been led to believe. But since it is not, as of this very moment, legal tender currency, those who are selling it are making you aware of that, that it's a collector's item and not legal tender, not something that you can buy and turn right around and exchange it and get any perceived value for it like you can a currency that is a legal tender. So we do believe and have been told that we will be able to exchange it because it will have a value, and when it has a value assigned to it, it will become tradable currency, legal tender of the country, a combination. Main thing we want to be able is to exchange it for U.S. dollar equivalent, and that's what we're being told we will be able to do. So they are not worthless. If you already own some, do not by any means discard them or throw them away based on what you may be thinking or what someone may be saying to you. Let's wait it out until the end, and then we will know one way or the other. So don't rush to judgment and don't move too fast. Okay. ALN Jean. Please tell me the address to mail the donations for TNT. Okay. Last time I sent it to T's address, do you want it sent to yours now? Yes. Since the PayPal doesn't accept your gift, you can mail in a donation if you like to me, to my attention, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's spelled E-L-M, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And hopefully we won't even need to address that for February. We'll see how the week goes. if we don't see what we're looking for by Monday, then I will probably be saying, hey guys, you know, you want to keep this thing going, let's get some donations in. Let's see, Too Tall ask. Did you personally see the bank memo? No, I don't work at the bank. Did I report it last week? It had the up to this date in it. And are we still within that window for the RV, or has that date elapsed? Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me go back and do that again. Have you personally seen the bank memo? Okay, no, I have not. And so I repeat that, I don't work at the bank. But yes, I've had some others who don't work at the bank who have seen the memo and shared it with me from what they saw from their own eyes. And since they saw it, I didn't feel the need for me to go see it because I believe them. They're part of my intel team, so they wouldn't tell me something wrong. If they saw it and read it, they saw it and read it, just as good as me seeing it and reading it. Are we still within that window? Yes. That date specific has not come and gone yet, so we're still good there. Okay. Breezy asks, have rates been added to the HCL? Publicly, I guess, no. For publicly. When will it post? I have no idea. Is Iraq planning a holiday celebration to slip the RV in? Not to my knowledge. How will the contractors get paid? I'm not sure what answers you are looking for here. The way that they've been getting paid is the best way I know to answer that for you. They're just looking for a different rate, like we all are. Will DC be able to come back after this goes live? I'll check with him and see. Is February the final month of negotiations for this RV to happen? Not to my knowledge, it is not. EP53 is trying to pin me to some dates, and I'm not going to be pinned to dates, so no need to take that question. Peter asked, morning, Ray. About a week ago, you mentioned that we were within days of the RV. Have we passed that date? No, we have not. Totally Blessed asked, has the esteemed statesman Winston had mentioned previously as one of our protectors in this endeavor had anything to say to us about the current status of the elusive RV? No. Is he still actively involved? Yes. Skyward 100 asked, how many more questions are there? Okay. Skyward 100. Hi, Ray Wren. Many of us hold real, and as we are reading, Americans are faced with regulations of bank/client relationships for business and other stipulations. Now that sanctions are lifted, wouldn't it be the best interest of the banks these rules change? Wouldn't it be the best interest of the banks these rules change? Would you foresee this as a possibility? Yes, eventually, in due time. Okay, this is ISOGE2. I have no idea how to pronounce it. Hi, since Iraq released new 50,000 and 25,000 notes most recently in November 2015, does that mean the notes that were brought prior to those new notes are no longer valid? No, it does not. Dinar Dizzy, number one, please tell us your list of the first 10 things you're going to do once the RV is announced. I'm going to keep that private. Number two, is it wise to get attorneys and CPAs who recommend each other and already work together as long as we get an auditor to verify that everything is on the up and up? Sure, if you're going to do that, I could agree with that. And let's see, we have a few minutes. Well, really, I was planning to just do a 30-minute session, but the Q&A took longer than I thought. But anyway, let's see. We did ask for the first-time callers only with your hand up. Everyone else, put your hand down. And I'll talk to a few of the first-time callers. This is your first time talking, and you have a question that you want to ask. We will entertain you. And I think to put your hand down, you press star 2, those who have their hand up. Just hit star 2 again, and that should take it down before I select you. Okay. 512. Good afternoon. Caller. Okay. 951 caller. It's your first time.
Hello?
Hello, 951.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, I tried to put my hand down, but it wouldn't let me put my hand down, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you can go on to the next one, okay?
Okay, thank you. All right, let me try it this way then. All right. I just put everyone's hand down. So now, new people, press star 2 to raise your hand, and then I'll take what pops up on the list. And I'll work it from there. All right. 775. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fantabulous-er, to the nth degree.
Nth degree. I knew that. Yes. You mentioned earlier that there's some negotiating possible with the dong. Could you please elaborate? That's the only currency I have.
With the dong, I just said keep an eye out on it, and it may be something that we could do some leveraging with.
Leveraging.
Right.
Okay, so.
You're not fully understanding that?
No.
Okay, well,
Okay, go ahead.
If the rate changes on the currency, what is the average person going to go do? The average person will go exchange it and get the money and spend it.
Right.
Well, that's not leveraging.
No.
The average person would go get it and pay some bills or go shopping or do something that is not financially in their best interest at that particular time.
Uh-huh.
Whereas an astute person would say, okay, let me use this money to increase my net worth.
Right.
So you would leverage it into larger purchase acquisitions of something that's going to bring great value in the future.
Okay. Well, I'm quite a novice at foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
And my plan was to ask for a contract rate and, you know, find out what is the best you can give me and what are your investment options when I'm at the bank. I don't have a large quantity, and I don't want to make risky investments on other currency in the future. I'm retired and looking to have this a one-shot deal. Do you think that I should wait and see what happens with the rate in the future? You think it's going to go up, or what would you advise a novice like myself?
Oh, well, sure, I think it's going to go up. But I gave the advice that I could give right now that, hey,
okay,
let's keep an eye on it. It may do something, and if it does,
okay,
let's make sure we take advantage of that to leverage ourselves.
Okay. I'll do some more studying. Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Appreciate
All right.
you and the team, and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
301. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Thank you very much.
Hey, how are you?
Great, great. I'm down here in South Carolina. It's 71 degrees. I'm happy.
Oh, I would be too.
I left Maryland in their tragic snowstorm. Hey, listen, I got to the call late, but I didn't know if there were any current rates that are being quoted on anything now.
You know, I don't know what's out there being quoted as far as rates. The they change so often from one bank to another bank. I could check with 5 bank sources today, and I bet I'd get 5 different sets of rates, because that normally happens from day to day, and even from bank to bank. So I'm just led to believe that the rates that we're seeing on the screens are placeholder rates. And I know some people don't believe that, but because there's too many different variations. Even when you talk to ABC Bank, the wealth manager of ABC Bank sees these rates. The VP of ABC Bank sees these rates. The teller of ABC Bank sees these rates. Well, there can only really be one real rate for the currency. But if ABC Bank, 3 different people out of the same bank from 3 different parts of the U.S. are quoting 3 different rates, then to me that says, well, there has to be something temporary for them to see at this particular time, not knowing exactly which one is the actual dead ringer real rate until it's exchange time.
Well, at one time recently, we got information from, I don't know, I'm getting information from different places, but they had said that there would be no 800 numbers, and now I'm hearing the opposite again.
Well, I don't think we ever said there would not be any. We've never been told that they're not going to have 800 numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, we haven't been told that they're actually going to give us 800 numbers. So that's a big question mark there. We know that banks, some of them, already have their own 800 number that they may utilize when it's exchange time, or they may issue a new one for that specific purpose. We just don't know.
And a while back, in preparation for when I thought the RV was going to occur, I went ahead and set up an account with Wells Fargo, la-di-da-di-da, for wealth management. You know, actually transferred some of my own annuities into that. And that's been, about a year ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been having much success haven't had a cordial relationship with the gentleman since that time. So I'm just wondering what other people are doing, how they are choosing their banks. Is it on their past experiences, who they want to go with? Any suggestions on how to do that?
No. I don't hear a lot of feedback regarding that from people, other than, you know, they're aggressively pursuing wealth managers to try to talk to, make plans, and some people have successfully done that, and they have had great relationships with the banking people that they're speaking with and making plans for that day when it comes. And some of them are even being told now that they're on the first contact list. So their experiences have been extremely positive.
Well, this gentleman actually confronted me and said that this whole thing is just a fraud and asked me if I was buying, you know, these currencies. So this is the Wells Fargo wealth manager in Maryland.
No, and, well, we can ask him if he'll put it in writing that it's all a fraud.
Yeah.
If he'll stand behind us, he'll put his...
I get back home, start looking for somebody new.
Ask him if he'll put his reputation where his mouth is and see. And you know how strongly he believes in what he's saying to you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I just didn't know what other people were experiencing. It was just this one situation. Okay, thank you.
Well, the others so far that I've been getting positive responses from folks who have set up accounts with banks, talk with wealth managers, bankers, vice presidents, you know, different titles, but it's all been favorable.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
Good to hear. Thank
all
you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, 210, good afternoon.
Hello, Ray.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Ray.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I wanted to thank you for your patience. That's a very good virtue that you have there. My question is concerning a resource that would give me a synopsis of a trust, a foundation, and an LLC so that I could read them and learn and determine exactly which one I need, to go after. Do you have, and I've Googled it, but there's so much information out there. I just can't narrow it down to make a decision on which one that I'm interested in for the future for the funds that I'm going to have after the RV and to protect them and to, I'm just looking for a resource that might help me understand those three avenues. Do you happen to have anything like that?
I don't know of a resource to send you to other than just do your extensive reading on each one, but I think I can help you with a shortcut real quick.
Okay.
You said LLC, what were the three entities again?
A trust, a foundation, or an LLC. And I'm using those three because that's just the three I've heard discussed. There may be more, I don't know.
Well, here's what you probably would be looking at when the dust settles. LLC or trust, but definitely a foundation. So we're going to set that one aside and just say everybody should look at that. And I'll even go so far as to say should do it. You should do that. Even if you don't do a trust or a LLC, you should look at getting a foundation and doing that. So now we've already cut your job down now to just two, because one is a given as far as I'm concerned. Now let's look at the other two tools. Try to learn as much as you possibly can about what those tools offer, and you may realize that you might need both of them or only one of them.
Okay.
But we have to understand the tool and then see what it provides. Now, both of the tools can provide asset protection. Both of the tools can provide some tax-saving strategies and whatever. So now we have to look at what else separates the two. Now, first and foremost, one of those tools, you have to ask for permission to have it, and the other one you don't. That might be important to you, or it might not.
Say
if
that
it
one
is,
more time. I missed that sentence. I'm sorry. Say that sentence again. I missed it.
That might be important to you?
No, about the permission.
Okay. One of the tools, you have to ask for permission to have it. The other one, you don't.
Oh, okay.
And that might be important to you. If that is very important, then you've already made a decision right there which tool to use. If it's an either or, just based on permission. That being aside, what else can these tools offer if you're trying to decide one over the other or both? So far, both tools do the exact same thing. Asset protection, some tax savings.
Okay.
Now, what else can one tool do that the other one can't that make you decide that's the one that I want? Now, the LLC basically is going to be for business applications. Well, we also want to look at lifestyle living. That LLC tool can't provide lifestyle living for me, but can the trust? Well, what kind of lifestyle living are we looking at? You don't want to have to deal with probate, inheritance tax, prenuptial agreements. Trust takes care of all of those. I don't think you can do any of those with the LLC.
Okay.
You want to leave something behind to future generations, but right. You want to make sure that your family is in charge. So then that means you set it up so that only bloodline relatives can sit on the board. Now, you've eliminated any in-laws from getting involved in the family wealth, at least from a decision-making point, because you stipulated when you created it that only bloodline relatives can sit on this board and be in charge of this wealth that you are giving it. That's powerful. And we have those, you know, we have our children that are going to marry deadbeat wives and deadbeat husbands, and well, not deadbeats, but gold diggers. And you have that concern. You don't want the gold digger in-law getting into the family money and running off with it. That's power. So you have to look at that and say, okay, I want a tool that will do all of that, plus give me asset protection. Well, clearly now the trust is going to outshine the LLC in that regard. But and that's why you have to look at each tool and learn what does it offer. Now, the LLC probably offers some other neat things. I just don't know what they are because I don't really get into or care about LLCs. But it as a tool is a good tool. So there's some more there to learn. I don't want it to look like I'm just discrediting that one, like to make it seem like it's nothing. But
I understand.
That's all the information that I have to share with you right now that could shortcut your goal and what you're trying to learn. What I've just shared with you may totally turn you off the trust or the LLC until I just want to do the other one. Then that's the one you pursue information-wise and learn as much as you can about it. And then when the dust settles, you may still come to the realization of, I still want to use an LLC for another particular type purpose. You may find yourself using all three, the LLC, a trust, and the foundation. So it's definitely not a situation of which one of the three do I go with. For me, it's going to be, well, which two of the three do I go with? And the foundation, hands down, is one of those. So then it's just a decision between trust and foundation. I mean, trust and the LLC or S-Corp or any type of corporate structure that you're asking the state for permission to have. So I hope I made your journey a little bit lighter now with what you're going to go and pursue and read up on.
Yes, you have, very much so. Sounds like the LLC, I could use that for business purposes. It would have benefits there, but trust for family and asset management for the family. I didn't know you could have all three of them or if you could even use them all together. I don't mean together.
Yes.
You know, they're all independent. I understand that, but I didn't know you could use them all or that would be the deal. So that's good information. Yes. I appreciate your time and taking the time to tell me all that.
Okay.
One really, I think, would be a quick question. You're talking about placeholders in the bank. If I walk into Chase and buy a foreign currency from them and the rate that I purchased it at, is that the placeholder? Or
that's
the current rate I would purchase it at.
Yeah, that's a definite rate. That's a definite rate.
Right.
When we talk about rates, we're basically referencing what the new future rate is going to be. And there's some of the banking people can see that. They see these new rates. But because they all don't see the exact same rate all of the time, that leads me to believe, okay, they are temporary rates just in the system, because it can't be the real rate when there's three different rates and three different people are looking at it at the same on the same day. You can't convince me that all three of those are the real rates. It has to only be one rate from what I can understand. So that leads me to believe that there are just rates that are there that people can see, but not the absolute real rate until it's showtime.
That makes sense. So it's kind of just keeping the system running. They have to have put something in there, so that's what they put. And it's a placeholder rate to hold the place. That makes sense.
That's the conclusion I'm coming to. Mm-hmm.
That's what makes sense to me, too. All right, Ray. Well, thank you very much. In Vegas,
yes, sir.
Vegas, so everybody can go if they want to.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. 631.
Hello.
Hey, turn your speakerphone off.
I'll get it by now, Ray. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for that last question. Was great. It really felt like the old days. I learned a whole lot from that, Ray. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
And I had a question. Have you been able to confirm for sure that people have exchanged in the past, like last year or the year before?
Yes, I'm at peace with that.
The reason I ask this question is because of the taxes that maybe they had to pay or haven't paid yet, because my mother did her taxes just recently, and there was actually a question on that about foreign currency, and she said she never noticed that before, and I was wondering if you had heard that from anybody else.
I have not heard that from anyone. And from the ones that I talked to that have exchanged, they just did it right near the end of 2015. So I don't know what they're doing tax-wise on their tax return. We have not had those conversations.
Okay. I appreciate that answer. And last but not least, as far as, like, if you were going to predict, like, the perfect storm, would you predict – like the stock market being down, gold being up, oil prices being low or high. What's your feeling on that?
I don't really follow it. I tend to try to follow things that I can do something about. And those situations, I can do nothing about those right now, but just watch them. I don't have any skin in the game per se. I don't have a lot of stocks to worry about losing, so I'm not really pursuing remedy for what's going on with the situation. I'm kind of just a bystander, just watching it until the time. Now, when it's time for me to react and get involved, I intend to have professional people around me to say, Ray, this is what we need to do here, this is what we need to do over here. And I'm like, okay, because I'm relying on their wisdom and skill set.
Gotcha. Because I was just curious if you thought the market would be low, like be down when the RV was going to occur, or if it would be up, you know, doing well. I was thinking that it would probably be down because things were getting adjusted. And since our dollar is so high right now, that would probably have to come down a little bit to help average things out maybe. But I don't know. You're the expert far more than me.
Well, not on those subjects, and so that's why I don't really have a lot to say on it. I just look at the last few years, the financial calamities that have come and gone, that, oh, they've got to let the RV happen, or this, or the world's going to explode. Well, the RV didn't happen, and the world didn't explode.
Right.
So with all of these different economic indicators, some people will say, well, when it gets here, it's going to happen, or if it's this high, it has to happen. I don't know. I just leave that for them to just deal with and decide. I said, I'm just waiting on it. And then once it happens, the things I don't know, then I start finding the professional people that do know so that they can tell me what I need to do from that day forward.
Very good. Well, thank you for all the information on that. On the last question, that was very interesting about the LLCs and the trusts and stuff. That was an aspect that I haven't really – I've been wanting to look into, but I really haven't yet. So thank you very much for that.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay, Ray. Well, Vegas, and hope to see you there very soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. 209. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hello, how are you, Ray?
I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. How about you?
First time caller, 4 years.
Wow.
Learned a lot of information. My comment is that a lot of these people, 6 million denarians, I guess, in that relationship, how many of them are reading the book that Tony said to read, 3 years ago, Jekyll Island? That's going to answer people a lot of questions that people have.
Probably would.
As far as banking, as far as how the military works, as far as how the UST works, the governments, all those questions are answered right in that book. And it's just a matter of waiting. This is something that is real. Yes, it will happen. I can't guarantee it. Any investment is a risk.
Right.
But what I'm hearing is this thing is going to happen. It is real. And I have two sources, one at B of A and one at Wells Fargo. They're personal bankers, investment managers, and they say this thing is going to happen. And I am on their waiting list. They're going to call me when it does, and I'm going to make my appointment with them and go right in and take care of it. And one particular branch is 4 hours from my house. So I have to travel 8 hours to do it. I have no problem with that. But a lot of people are concerned that their state doesn't have a Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo managers, presidents, and so forth are saying that this thing's a scam. And those are the people that have been told it's a scam. This thing is real, and it is going to happen. And I've sat down with both of them for quite some time, 2 or 3 hours, at their branch. Mm-hmm. And, this is a real thing. It's real. It will happen. But my thing was, to comment on the book Creature from Jekyll Island. People need to be reading that book. And I can almost bet 80% of us have not read it. I got mine for $5 on the Internet. And it took me 6 months to read it. But I'll tell you, page for page, you can't set that book down. It's intriguing.
It's an eye-opener. Huh?
I want to tell you. And, a lot of this I already kind of knew, but it backed my theories up. And it's real. This is how the world works. This isn't about us. This is about how the world works, the governments, the police departments, the military, the banking system, the UST, all of it. It's all in that book. Why 9/11 happened, why World War II happened. And, I think it would help people to, actually sit down and go purchase the book and read it. But it explains everything in there, what this is all about. And it's real. And, like I said, I've spoken with two financial advisors at Wells Fargo and B of A, and they're just waiting for it to happen. And it's real. And a lot of people over the last 4 years are so concerned about the interest or the rate on the currencies it will be what it is when it happens. We can't control that. If it's a dollar, if it's $6, if it's three, four, one, it'll be what it is. We can't control it.
Right. We can't control it. We can live
with it. And we can't control when it's going to happen. When it does, it will. And there's just a lot of concern. You know, everybody wants it today. Well, it's not about us, first of all. And when it happens, we'll be excited.
Yes, sir.
And most people, you know, that have a job have a 401k plan or some type of retirement plan. That is extremely long-term. That's 15, 20, 30-year plan.
Right.
This is only 3, 4, 5 years. But they leave that money. Yeah, they leave that money in for 15, 20, 30 years and don't have any issue. But, you know, this is an investment. And it's going to work. It's going to pay off. And everybody needs to be excited about it and just hang in there and don't get frustrated. If you get frustrated, it just makes it worse.
That's right.
But the main thing is you have to learn how and why. And a lot of people aren't reading that book.
Well, I think they will after today.
I highly recommend it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Vegas, Vegas,
Thank
Vegas.
You, Vegas, 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 Belize, Belize, Belize.
Hey, all right. I like that
you
one,
bet.
Too. All right.
Say hello to Tony.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Okay, now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's Wednesday, ladies and gents, and we're approaching the end of the week because we're just now getting through the middle of the week. There's still some expectations out there, anticipations out there. I do believe and feel that there is a scheduled time for this to happen. Don't know when it is. I'm not even going to try to find out when it is. Just going to relax, sit back and wait on it. But if anything happens in the meantime, in between time, if there's an opportunity to leverage yourself on your currency positions, then take advantage of it. If there's an opportunity to do anything else to position yourself to be able to receive this blessing, this prize, this reward, whatever way you identify it, and if there's anything else that you see that needs to be done, take this time and get it done. Get your questions answered. Do you have banking questions? Call the bank people and ask them. They can tell you. You have retirement plan questions? Call the corresponding agencies. Ask them so that you'll know ahead of time. Those of you that are receiving assistance, disability, any kind of structured payout for whatever reason, take this time now to learn of any limitations of outside income, be it earned or unearned, what will affect your benefits, what will totally eliminate them. Is there a threshold? For most situations, there is some dollar amount threshold. Don't wait until it's RV time to start trying to learn these things. Take advantage of the time that we have now while we still have it. Because one morning, you're going to wake up and receive a tweet from me. And that tweet is going to say, it's showtime. And when you get that message, we won't be in a position of, oh, well, wait a minute, I got to get this done first. It's showtime. And like they say in the show, when they say showtime, the curtain's moving and you need to be on stage in place. Don't be caught not ready. So be ready, so you won't have to get ready. Our next scheduled call will be Friday, if there's a need to have it. And I would very much like to not have that scheduled call at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And wouldn't mind if any time between now and then we have an unscheduled call. So we wait. I'm still at an any minute, any hour, any day. This thing is ready to pop. It was already scheduled to pop. So for those who believe that, which I do, I can't think of some other things that need to happen if it was scheduled to go. It just didn't go for some minor reason, not a major reason. Time will tell all. And time will tell that as well. So we wait. We hold on and we hold out. I'll report. You decide. But one thing's for certain for me. When I first learned that it was going to happen, and then when I learned that it had started taking place and was happening, and even when I get to the point of where I will learn and realize that it's already happened and it's all said and done, these two words were with me from beginning to end. I believe.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe.
It's already done.
How about you?
I want you to all read.